Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting second. The first baseman, Ed Mickelson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Satchel Paige. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Satchel Paige. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The second baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bud Sushok. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bob Miller. And now, play ball. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Mickelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mickelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Keene. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield throws to second for one, and Bertoia throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Dyke moves to second. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dyke scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Pesky now playing second base. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moss moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up, foul, for a double play. Two outs. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. the Tigers will come to bat. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lapon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Mickelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mickelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Mickelson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyke hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pretty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lapon for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Ed Mickelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mickelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mickelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of K-line. Mickelson reaches second base with a double. Hunter goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Dyke reaches second base with a double. Mickelson scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dyke moves to third. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. Dyke scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Groth moves to third. Dick Marlowe now pitching. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lepon hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-1 in the game. Sushok hits a line drive into right field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0-for-2 in the game. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Dick Marlowe. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Aber now pitching. Ed Mickelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mickelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mickelson strikes out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dyke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mickelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lapon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moss hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-2 in the game. Sushok hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sushok moves to third. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sushok scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 5-2, Browns. Don Larson now pitching. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Bob Swift. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing strikes out. One out. Ray Boone pinch hits for Al Aber. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Pretty moves to second. It's 5-3, Browns. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pretty moves to third. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mickelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Matt Batts now catching. Dick Weak now pitching. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hunter bunts towards the mound. Weak fields it and throws to first for the out. Young moves to third. Larson moves to second. One out. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Ed Mickelson. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is walked intentionally. Dick Kokos pinch hits for Jim Dyke. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pretty fields it and throws to home to get Young. Larson moves to third. Krahoski moves to second. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batts for a passed ball. Larson scores. Krahoski moves to third. Kokos moves to second. It's 6-3, Browns. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Krahoski scores. Kokos moves to third. Lenhart moves to second. It's 7-3, Browns. Ray Scarborough now pitching. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Krahoski now playing first base. Dick Kokos now playing right field. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 3 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sushok hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.